Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
How's it going, everybody? Area 45's invading the drive.
The takeover!
No Pat Verbeek jersey.
Tyler Milner's here.
Damn right!
Chris Santiago's being lazy.
Lazy-ass Topher.
Though, hey...
Sylvain Turgeon jersey?
Stop it. Get out of here with this hockey crap.
This ain't Canada.
Were you still in studio last night, T-Mill, when Chris Santiago came in with the candle-lit birthday cupcake for PC?
He was still in studio at midnight. What are you talking about?
Were you really?
Yes, sir. I didn't see the actual moment, but I was listening to you guys in the room behind you, and I heard it all go down. I didn't see Topher.
Topher.
And yeah, if you kill a badass nickname like Chris did with C-Sex, then I'm just going to call you the worst nickname I can come up with, and for him, it's going to be Topher.
You're so good at that. I love Topher.
Now,
I love Topher.
If I can talk on this for a moment. You know,
hockey.
Yesterday,
I swear to God, if you talk about hockey,
dude,
I will freaking kill you.
Let me tell you something. I can start talking about hockey, you wouldn't even know it was hockey because you know nothing about hockey.
Yeah,
because
it would sound like you're speaking Russian. Yeah, I don't want to do that.
Canadian? I mean, Hartford is clearly in Canada, right?
Sorry.
Zoom, tower control requesting permission to fly by. Yesterday.
Keep going.
Sean,
just don't talk about hockey.
Sean and Colin did this absolutely hideous edit.
It was bad.
Oh, God. I told him to his face, too. I told Colin that was bad.
And they did this hideous edit do their best to try to embarrass me for my birthday. And I heard through the grapevine the reason why Bajani's been acting such a fool lately is because I haven't brought him any nerds.
Nerds!
That's kind of the, like, how do you stop the gremlin from... You know, morphing into the evil creature is you have to feed it nerds.
Yes!
Here's your nerd, SOP.
Nerds for the nerd.
Now stop being a jackwagon.
They're not just any nerds. They're the gummy clusters.
The gummy clusters. They're in 45 takeover, boys.
I appreciate you, bro. You didn't need to do that, but I appreciate the fact that you did. PC gave me his whole, like, amazing chocolate cupcake that Chris spent good money on for PC last night on his birthday. I got to eat that whole damn thing.
You didn't eat the whole thing, but you did eat about 2/3 of it.
It was amazing.
I love that for you, but I think cupcakes, and I have a sweet tooth, cupcakes might be the most overrated sweet treat out there.
Now, I will tell you, it was not that I didn't want to eat it. It was very, very sweet.
It would have sent
him moist?
Yes, it was.
Yes. I don't even know if there was like any...
It was moister than Duncan Hines.
Ooh.
It was almost like a mousse texture. It would have sent PC into like a diabetic coma.
And that's why I couldn't eat it.
Yeah, that would do it. The old glucose wouldn't have been a fan of that one.
No. It was fantastic, by the way.
And I did not want to be...
mouth gas.
Well, you know what happens when you're diabetic and your sugar gets too high? T-Mill, I know you know what happens.
I do.
I did not want to be experiencing that when we were doing this show today.
I tell you what, since this is the drive... That. And I'm sitting in Clint Sterner's chair.
Are you going to talk about your underwear having holes in it?
We're going to talk about poop for just a second.
Oh, God.
I had to
That's nice of you. Like it, like to keep Clint kind of present here with us. Talk about a little dookie. I get it.
Lord, why have you forsaken me?
I slammed 6 hot dogs the other day during the Joey Chestnut interview. Chris ate 6.5, and he wanted to die. And
them things like Kobayashi.
Dude. I was hungry. I purposely starved myself that day because I knew I was going to have to do that. I got to be a little worried, even coming into the show today because...
Glizzy's caused Bajani some concern.
Dude, you would think like, hey, a large amount of food goes in.
Got to go somewhere.
It's got to come out at some point.
Oh, he had a blockage.
I
gotta come out or go straight to your ass.
Like Joey said, you gotta eat the lettuce and the radishes and the high fiber.
Okay, so what did I do for lunch the day after I ate 6 hot dogs.
Skipped it?
What time of night was that? Like 8 o'clock or whatever, 7:40? I had a salad because I thought, yes, good for digestion.
What are you, a girl?
The whole thing. I'm trying to get this out of me.
Did you toss it?
No. Sexual innuendo. There we go. 5 minutes into the show.
Hey, we're staying on grade with the drive.
That's how we start, baby.
Sexual innuendo. We got poop talk.
We get horny at 2 o'clock, baby.
Yeah. Why not, man?
We are going to hell just like Clint and Ron.
Yeah, what are you going to do? All that to say this, I contend that that concoction that Chris spent good money on and brought you last night helped kind of flush the situation out.
Literally.
It released the hounds.
I could not drink enough coffee. I'm like, get these hot dogs out of me, please.
It's a Metamucil over here.
And it worked. It worked. Anyway, so moving on. Coming up on the show today.
Say how long did it take before you were full Van Wilder, you know, Richard in the Office?
Or Dumb and Dumber. You talking about like on the commode?
Well, from Van Wilder, Richard comes out and he like can't even make it, so he just drops him right into a garbage can in front of everyone he's supposed to be interviewing with from Harvard.
Well, what time is it? 2:07?
Oh my god.
I don't know. 2 hours ago.
Just needed a big old tub of colon blow. At least you're not getting the famous dog eclairs.
I mean, you know, good job by you for not slamming that entire thing last night, because you would have had situations.
It would have been very bad.
It would have been very bad.
That would have been a...
I took the hit for you.
He chose poorly moment.
Be cautious with Creighton tonight.
Oh, my gosh. All right, coming up in like 13 minutes, we'll talk to MLB insider from USA Today. His name is Bob Aloysius Nightingale. We'll talk about the hot Astros. And
acknowledge your baseball tribal chief.
We will. We will do that. Make sure you get the intro, Tyler, for Bob Nightingale. You might have your own for him. You call him Hotel Lobby Bobby, I think. Do you have something special?
Either Hotel Lobby Bobby or Bobby Two Chains, yeah.
Bobby Two Chains.
Usually with, you know, because we found out he likes to chill at the hotel bar and sip his go-to drink, Bobby Nightingale, that is. Is a
vodka spritzer.
No, it's a vodka crayon.
Yeah, there you go.
So we found that out, and he's so cool, you know. Bobby Two Chains, he's always got them chains around his neck, got that watch on. He's always talking real smooth.
Shirt button down low.
That's right. Yeah. So the only thing we really do here on Houston's number one afternoon drive show, you know, The Drive, Sterner Hughley, the only thing we really do is whenever he's coming on, you're going to hear this. Set in that mood in the hotel lobby.
Can you do an intro for Bob Nightingale underneath this music, PC?
What, am I just going to go straight Engelbert Humperdinck here?
Yeah, why not?
Who's that?
Fly with me, lesbian seagull.
Welcome into the show.
You know, I swore
Bobby
that I had invented the name Engelbert Humperdinck. But that's a real person.
Sounds made up.
It's multiple real people, actually.
I thought I'd made it up whenever I was a kid. I must have heard it somewhere and it stuck. You know, I'm still dumb. I make up really dumb names of things. But yeah, I think you've told me about that before. Like, yeah, no, that's a real person. What was he, like a composer or something like that?
So there was a composer.
Okay.
And then the lounge jazz singer took his name from the composer.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, people steal things. I must have inadvertently stole it when I was like 5 and thought it was funny, and I still do it, 42. But that's cool.
Things that are still funny to Bijani. Poop jokes, fart jokes, and Engelbert Humperdinck.
Yes. It is a funny name. Bob Nightingale, 11 minutes. And then who's this fellow we've got talking about NBA later?
Keith Smith.
Keith Smith.
From the front office show.
I'm not going to lie. When I saw NBA and Smith together and then the K, I really thought you'd gotten us Kenny Smith on the show.
Unfortunately, I do not have Kenny Smith's phone number.
Yeah, but then, you know, it was Keith Smith.
All like, I can think of is Keith Stone.
You know, Keith Stone? Who was Keith
Always
Stone?
Smooth.
Who was Keith Stone?
It was a marketing campaign by a Keystone Beer, like, when I was in college. It was like this backwoods redneck dude in the commercials named Keith Stone. And he was always drinking smooth Keystone.
Keystone. Oh, God.
For Keystone.
The only other person that I've ever heard drinks Keystone besides my father-in-law. I mean, those two fellas, they keep them in business.
They're always smooth.
On the text line, somebody said that a non-white person who just put on Sports Radio 610 and heard that music playing had to check their dial.
Welcome into the hotel lobby.
Format change. Surprise.
Tickle them ears.
It's radio. It can happen.
Today we'll be playing nothing but smooth jazz.
95.7 The Way.
I like it.
But it's the spot now, of course. Shout out, Grego.
This is CD 101.9.
Taking you all the way through tonight.
What are we doing on a thirsty Thursday today? Anything special?
Like, or is it just that it's Thursday, therefore it must be thirsty?
Do we have something special planned? Oh, we do.
Yeah.
Look at you, Mr. Clueless, because you have to stay late. And
after the show, we do have a little something planned for a little thirsty and the Thursday.
When you get a chance to party.
It's for PC's birthday.
It is? I thought we were just going and hanging out.
It's for your birthday. I know you absolutely hate your birthday. That's why I keep bringing it up.
47.
47. How about
40? God bless the both of you.
47 plus 5, I think. I think PC is 52. He has not told me, but I'm guessing he's 52. But
he wants me to tell him to go to hell.
55?
Now he really wants me to tell him to go to hell.
Oh, my goodness.
I was telling Sean last night how about a week or two ago, I was in the store shopping, grabbing things, and some woman just comes up and starts talking to me because she thought she recognized me.
Yeah, girl.
Not because, like, she listens to the radio or anything, no. She thought I looked like her ex-boyfriend, who she absolutely freaking hates. But she came up to me and she starts talking to me like a normal person.
You got one of those faces?
Yeah, I got a face for radio. Thank God I don't have a voice for print. And
well said.
She just starts talking to me, and I'm like, have we met? And she's like, oh my God, I thought you were so-and-so. And I'm like, yeah, no, that would not be me. And then
what was the first thing she said to you to where she thought you were somebody?
She came up to me and she's like, I didn't know you shopped here. And I'm like, who are you?
What do I do with that? Oh, man. You should have played along.
Eventually, it gets around to I looked like her ex-boyfriend. And I'm like, well, I'm glad I'm not that guy. You might have shanked me.
What was the name? Do you know the name?
I don't know. And she said to me she thought I was 42. And I said to her, if I wasn't married, we'd be going to church right now. She didn't get it.
What is she?
Surprise.
Go learn today. Like, okay,
let me get out of here. This guy's weird.
your son, his favorite movie is Cars.
Yes.
So you will get this reference.
Easy with the confetti.
When the two travelers are going through the town and they're trying to get out because everybody's trying to pitch them to sell everything. And then Lightning comes up and he's like, gotta get me out of here. And they just do the blink and it goes, whoop, whoop.
Yeah.
That's literally the look on her face. She had the blank expression of, no wheels are turning at this time. Please come back later.
Well, which one of you locked all the doors? Was it you because this crazy woman's coming up to me? Or her? Because you're making weird jokes that she doesn't understand. I think both of y'all just pressed all the lock all doors button. That's funny, man. You know the movie Cars too, Tyler, all too well. Because why?
That's why. At first, I thought you were saying Cars, like the sequel to, because I haven't seen that. But no, the first movie, Cars, that's a good Disney movie.
Man, you're behind. I think there's three Cars.
There are at least three Cars. And then there are multiple spinoffs.
Yeah.
You know, planes. And the spinoff of just Mater's Tall Tales is hysterical.